You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.
This is New Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by New England College as well as Riverbend Community Mental Health. In the segment of the show, brought to you by Concord Orthopedics. Experience the difference of true specialty care by going to Concord Orthopedics. More information, check out ConcordOrtho.com. Also want to talk to you about Parker Education. Maximize your child's educational potential by going to Parker Education. One-on-one tutoring opportunities are available, as well as standardized test preparation. And now, the Parker School of Drama. For more information, check out ParkerEducation.com. If it's Tuesday, we welcome Jay and Karen Lucas to the New Hampshire Now program and talk about some of the philanthropic efforts that they are partaking in across the state of New Hampshire. We also talk a lot about rural economic development and some of Jay's initiatives in regards to that. Welcome to the program here on this snowy Tuesday in the great state of New Hampshire.
Hey, nice to have some snow, Chris.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, the weather, isn't it amazing?
It's awesome, and it gets me excited for the ski season as well as the Christmas season, perhaps in that order. But I think, you know, for everybody that starts to feel like winter once there is some, you know, snow on the ground. The kids and I are excited to head up to Santa's Village on Sunday. We're going to do the show from up there and have that for folks on Monday. And certainly, you know, the Christmas season is upon us. The clock is ticking. It's 22 days to Christmas, according to our Advent calendar. So, yeah, it's right around the corner.
Well, you know, we're excited about skiing and Christmas. Skiing, of course, I grew up on Mount Sunapee, more or less, and I'm excited to be. They're doing a great job over there.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a great thing. But, you know, with the snow, like you say, Chris, it gets people thinking about winter, but also Christmas and toward the end of the year. You know, I don't know how December got upon us so quickly, but looking back over the year, that's one of the things you do this time of year. And, you know, we're excited. We've got a couple of celebrations happening for all the great work that's been accomplished this year. We got one in Newport on Saturday night, celebrating the Newport Sunshine Initiative and all the great things that have happened. It's going to be... Hey, we ought to invite people.
Let's
invite people right now.
Yeah, we'd love to have families come and do the Salt Hill Pub. It's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, it starts at 4:30 in the afternoon, Chris, at the Salt Hill Pub, which is like the local gathering spot at Newport, right? Main Street. And not everybody knows that, you know, the bar, you get the restaurant on the ground floor and the beautiful tavern bar up on the second floor, but there's a third floor, a huge, wonderful meeting room upstairs, and we're going to go from 4:30 to 6:30, get some really special surprises up there. It doesn't cost anything, no admission. We just, it's for families and people who would like to just enjoy the holiday season and some good refreshment and good cheer with all the great people in Newport have been helping out on the really revitalized Newport and, you know, some move in Newport.
Yeah, just, you know, we're really wanting to bring the community together for a holiday each year. So we thought it would be great. We have a little special event happening as well. So,
It's a surprise. We're not telling anybody. It's a big surprise.
Yeah. Santa's working, so we have another surprise that's going
to
be...
Yeah, Santa will not be there, just to let him know. But we got a different surprise that I think everybody's going to love.
Yeah, it's going to be fun and really fun for the family to... And then for the community and come together, a nice local.
Oh, and Chris, the other thing to mention to you is we've had a great announcement in the last week or so about 46. I mean, we're doing so many things in Newport, but one of the really great things is family-friendly housing.
Mm-hmm.
And we just announced 46. The plans have been approved for 46 new family-friendly housing units to be built in Newport. It's going to just be so awesome. So. Community is really excited about that, as well as a number of other things.
That's awesome. We'll talk more about that next week, because community-friendly housing is a really important and intriguing concept. To have that many units going up in Newport is certainly significant. I know you have another event coming up on Monday, but I want to touch upon something you were talking about before in regards to the Salt Hill Pub. I was reading an interesting article, and I forget which publication it was, but it was about the death of the neighborhood bar and how... You know, when neighborhood bars go out, it creates problems for the community. And, you know, granted, the neighborhood bar itself may create some problems for the community, too, which I am not going to, you know, cast aside. But, you know, there are certain gathering spots within the community. And I think, you know, we've seen some communities where neighborhood bars and coffee shops have gone out, and that's one of the main drivers behind trying to get more rural development and bring back these main streets. But one of the things, as we see, whether it's in Newport or in other communities, when the towns are becoming revitalized, is bringing back the bars and the coffee shops and places where individuals can gather and meet and discuss and share, their lives. And I think that's really important when you think about, community development. And, there's been a lot of discussion about Penacook here in Concord, and the infrastructure's been put in place. There's a new strip mall, which looks like it's going to go in, with a shopping mall, which individuals have wanted for a long period of time. But I feel like one of the integral pieces to a community in the downtown is having that coffee shop and having that neighborhood bar, because that's where lives cross paths, that's where stories are told, that's where the town and the community is made, in my view.
You know, Chris, you're so right. And hey, big shout out to Joe Toohey and the Toohey family, who are the owners of the Salt Hill Pub in Newport, but there are several others, that
right,
five others around the western part of
there's
the
state.
There's
one in Lebanon, and I believe one in Sunapee, too, right?
That would be correct, and they just do a fantastic job. And it's funny, we held our most recent Newport Sunshine Initiative meeting also at the Salt Hill Pub a couple weeks ago. When I came in, I saw Joe, and I said, Joe, what you guys are doing is just so terrific, because the Salt Hill Pub in Newport has become the community gathering center where people just, people get together there, and just a free flow of great conversation, and they've done such a terrific job. And I remember years and years ago, his dad, Tom Toohey, had a place in Sunapee called the Shanty Chalet, and performed much of the same function where people just got together. And so you're absolutely right. And we see this in some of the brew pubs that are being established
right
in the state. Franklin's doing a great job on that, and Littleton, other places too. And it's just, it's like you said, it's a natural place for people to feel comfortable, let down their hair a little bit, and just have a great conversation and share a great family story.
Yeah, I went into the when Pete Buttigieg was touring the state on his bus, one of the stops was in downtown Franklin, and there's still obviously a lot of work that needs to take place in Franklin and the downtown, but there's a nice niche and an area around the waterfront where there's going to be continued development in regards to whitewater activities and water activities there. And there's the Vulgar Brew Pub, which was really nice there. There's Schilling up in Littleton, which our friend Taylor Caswell talks about a lot. So the Brew Pub is a big part of local communities. We could use one of those in Concord. Now, there's been some discussion in regards to it, but there is not a brew pub on the main street. There are breweries in Concord, Concord Craft Brewing and Litherman's, but not an eatery and a pub as well. But you're right. I mean, it takes individuals taking a chance and wanting to develop, and perhaps netting some losses initially, but the coffee shop and the brew pub or brewery or just bar are intricately important to the revitalization of these downtowns. It's Jay and Karen Lucas joining us here on the New Hampshire Now programs. We talk rural economic development here in the great state of New Hampshire with them. And Jay is also pushed forth a really amazing charity, which we have, that's how I got to know Jay initially, was the Children of Fallen Patriots. And it's one of those entities that we talk about a lot, which we wish there was not a need for. We wish that the Veterans Administration and our federal government did more in terms of caring for veterans and their families. But when that doesn't take place, individuals have to step up and fill gaps. And you've done an amazing job with this. And you have a special event coming up on Monday, correct?
Well, we're so proud of all the great work that's been done by folks in New Hampshire for this cause, that, where we do take care of any child who loses a parent in active military service and pay for their education all the way through college, and kind of to celebrate all that hard work, and to just inform people who haven't been involved and want to come and learn a little bit. Monday, December the 9th, in Portsmouth, at 6:30 in the evening, we're going to hold a kind of a celebration gala event. Just come. There's no admission or anything. Just come on in. Everybody's welcome, but it's going to be 7 Portwalk Place, which is right in the heart of downtown Portsmouth. If it's 7 Port Walk Place, 6:30 on Monday, come as you are, sweater, flannel shirt, whatever, you know, however you're dressed, come on in. We'll have some refreshment. We'll have a little bit of an overview discussion of what the Children of Fallen Patriots is all about and ways for people to be involved. But really, it's more a celebration for all the great hard work that's been accomplished this year.
Well, that's awesome. We thank you so much for your time and the work you do on these initiatives. It's so important to our state, and as I've talked about before, very much, particularly in regards to the what's going on with the Newport Sunshine Initiative, a model for how we can develop a lot of the rural downtowns and main streets that have fallen on hard times across our country. And to me, that's integral to bringing America back, is creating that sense of togetherness, community, and that there's hope in these small communities. Jay?
Hope and positivity. I mean, it's really this positive energy, and we see it around. And I'm going to bet you get some positive energy about some skiing this weekend, Chris, with all this great snow, right?
I am very excited about that. I'm not sure where exactly I'm going to be heading this weekend with the kids, but we are definitely going somewhere on Saturday. Jay, Karen, appreciate your time, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Jay and Karen Lucas here on Hampshire Now, 1914-15 and NHTalkRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of the program is presented by New England College, as well as Riverbend Community Mental Health, and that segment of the show brought to you by Concord Orthopedics, as well as Parker Education.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now,